It's time now for our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, November 2nd. A bill that rewrites Wisconsin's civil service laws is in the hands of the State Senate after it passed the Assembly last week. We'll talk about that bill and many others and welcome your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio's new Capitol Bureau Chief. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
So this new title is because we are expanding our state capitol coverage.
We are, yeah. So we'll have a capitol reporter in addition to me.
So you are going to be the boss. We have not yet hired that new reporter.
No, but the search is going on right now.
And right now you're bossing yourself around.
I am, yeah. And I'm a pain, too.
Well, congratulations.
And, thank you.
It's good that we, I think, are expanding our state capitol coverage, and you are a great choice for the new Capitol Bureau Chief. So we have... what's going on? I mean, the state Senate canceled its sessions last week. Sean, why did do that?
Yeah, and just to put that in some context, they didn't have a hugely controversial calendar when they canceled their Senate session last week. So a lot of the stuff that we've been talking about, some of the big issues that we've been talking about, were not on this calendar. But they canceled their calendar to talk more about some of the issues that we have been talking about. So the bill that would dismantle the Government Accountability Board, that major rewrite of Wisconsin's campaign finance laws, those were some things that Senate Republicans wanted to caucus about and see where they stood. And so we're still, you know, the rest of us are still waiting to see where they stand on those issues. We did get some hints, though, from Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald last week in interviews he did with one outlet or another.
So does it look, I mean, there was some question as to whether the Senate had the votes needed to pass some of these controversial things like the dismantling of the Government Accountability Board, the changing of the campaign finance laws, or the overhaul of the civil service system. Does the Senate have the votes to pass those?
The Government Accountability Board one is interesting because you now have the Wisconsin Club for Growth is running ads against in the districts of some of the Republican senators who have cold feet on that one. So,
meaning I'll call your state senator and tell him or her to vote for this.
Right. So, they got like, I think, four Senate districts where they're targeting those ads. There are senators, Republican senators, who are not completely comfortable with the version that passed the Assembly. And that bill would, end the Government Accountability Board as we know it, creating two new commissions, an ethics commission and an elections commission. They would be run instead of run by judges, a nonpartisan model. It would be run by partisan appointees and even split, three from Republican Party, three from the Democratic Party. So there are some senators who don't like that piece of it. There's also a provision in the Assembly bill that ends some sufficient funding for investigations, meaning an independent stream of funding for investigators to go where investigations take them. The Assembly Republicans felt like that gave this agency too much power, and they described it as a separation of powers issue. The Senate, some Senate Republicans, I don't know where they're at on that one. What I've heard more about is that they're concerned with taking these nonpartisan judges completely off the board and that they might show up in some way in the model that passes the Senate, if something passes the Senate.
So the Senate is going to be in session this week and will be taking these
I don't know if they're going to, yeah, we don't know what's going to be on the calendar. The calendar is going to come out earlier this week, and we'll see if these are on there. Mm-hmm. And we know it's something they've been talking about, but some senators have said, we're in no rush, we want to get this right. And there is no pending immediate deadline that's bearing down on them to do this stuff. So these are issues they could delay until January if they wanted, but we'll see.
And we'll get to some of the items like civil service in just a moment. But one thing that is on the calendar for this week is Joint Finance Committee is going to take up transportation funding.
Yeah, that extra $200 million in bonding authority, borrowing authority that was given to the legislature. The Department of Transportation has asked for that money to move forward with some of these projects that are otherwise facing delays. And, you know, and again, some projects will still face delays because transportation funding right now in Wisconsin is not in line with the long-term transportation budget that's been laid out by the state. But this is $200 million. It's going to go before the Joint Committee on Finance. If they pass it there, this moves forward. And from the sounds of it, Republicans on the Finance Committee are going to be seeking some Democratic votes to get this through. So, you know, it's a 12-4 committee with Republicans in charge. This is something that is being requested by Governor Walker. It's a little unusual to see Republicans asking for Democrats' help in this situation, but it's an indication of just how strongly some of them feel that there's too much borrowing going on.
Yeah. And so very generally speaking, if I understand this correctly, that without this extra money, a lot of major road projects that are currently underway in Wisconsin will be delayed. If this money is released, they will still be delayed, but they'll finish faster.
I think so. I mean, I think I think what you have to remember is the department has some latitude on how they pursue these things. So they can tell people, look, if you don't do anything, all this stuff is going to be delayed. Once the money comes through, you know, they have some freedom on how they can shift money around. Or if there are savings on one project, they can shift it over to another project.
Do you know, Sean, if the legislature is going to take up, what, in the next year, the other ways to fund transportation projects?
It's hard to see it happening, given the I mean, there was pretty ugly budget standoff between, you know, as they go. For Republicans, when it comes to interparty squabbling, typically they keep it to themselves, and they didn't when it came to transportation funding. So you had the governor asking to borrow $1.3 billion, Republican legislators pushing back on that pretty substantially, saying we will approve a gas tax or a registration fee increase, something like that, that we're definitely warming to that idea. And the governor saying, no, not under my watch. So some things have changed since then. The governor's no longer running for president, so that might make him more amenable to something like that. But right now, it's hard to see that happening.
Well, let's talk about the civil service bill that did pass in the assembly last week. What will this do?
I guess the brief summary is it will make it faster to hire people. And also faster to fire, and it'll give managers more latitude to make subjective decisions about, you know, when to fire somebody. It will lay out, you know, specific reasons you could get fired. So not just this this idea of just cause. It will spell out specific things you can and can't do when you're an employee. But I think a lot of the debate centered around, you know, who's going to be doing the hiring and firing in these situations. And ultimately, you know, it's going to boil down to somebody who, you know, works in the state government specifically on employee issues, who is appointed by the Department of Administration Secretary, who is appointed by the governor. So there aren't too many degrees of separation between the governor and people who are going to be making the ultimate calls on hiring and firing decisions. And so the point that Democrats were making over and over again is that you are going to be putting a lot of pressure on people who work for state government to show that, you know, they're essentially playing for the right team.
You know, we'll have a new political army of partisan lackeys. They're not hired based on their qualifications. They're hired because of their political views. They will owe their allegiance to General Walker, or they will be dishonorably discharged if they don't carry the water for General Walker.
And the point Republicans made, Majority Leader Jim Steinke says that this is modernizing the hiring system. He ran through a few of the features here.
It rewards performance by putting emphasis on how well somebody is doing in their job, not how long they've been there. Again, the horrors. Keeping the best and the brightest. Not such a bad idea. Still, illegal to hire or promote based on political affiliation, I'll say it again and again, gives everyone an equal opportunity based only on their qualifications. Banning the box, something that you guys used to embrace.
I think one of the key points he made there is that it's illegal to hire or promote based on political considerations. And that's sort of the back and forth of the argument that you heard last week. Like, is that Republicans said, hey, this is illegal. You can't do that. Democrats are saying, come on, with a wink and a nod, you know, you're going to know who's a Republican and who's not.
Well, we'll see if listeners have any questions about the civil service bill or other issues making their way through the state legislature. 1-800-642-1234. We'll check news and then we'll be back. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the State Capitol Report here on the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, along with our new Capitol Bureau Chief, Sean Johnson. Sean is bringing us up to date on what's happening at the state capitol. We just talked about the bill that rewrites Wisconsin's civil service laws in the hands now of the state Senate after it passed in the assembly last week. We will also talk about the latest on a measure that will allow people to carry knives and another bill that would eliminate the state treasurer position and more. And we welcome your questions, your views on bills making their way through the state capitol, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. So, Sean, what is this legislation that would legalize switchblades and other knives? Under this measure, I can have a switchblade?
You can, yeah. You can have it concealed. You can have it out in the open. There's no limits under this bill. It isn't law yet, but I mean, there's no limits under this bill. This started out as an effort to kind of bring laws up to date with the kind of knives that people are carrying right now. So they're carrying pocket knives. Some of them are spring-loaded, and there was concern that that's going to fall into the definition of a switchblade under state law and that they would get in trouble. So as they're addressing that in the committee process, this bill was born, and essentially it legalizes switchblades, whether you're carrying them concealed or out in the open. And if you read the bill, it really legalizes knives or blades of any kind. So, you know, you can carry a pretty, I mean, I don't want to sound over the top here, but I don't think there's really any restrictions on what you could carry for a knife.
I can carry
I think you could carry a machete under your coat or out in the open. It puts restrictions on local governments so that they can't pass knife laws that are stricter than the state's. So I think this is what you'd refer to as constitutional carry for knives. So to basically be able to carry knives however people want.
Well, I can imagine there's some controversy over this. Democrats aren't happy with it.
It passed on a voice vote.
Oh, it did.
It's one of those issues where a lot of Democrats really don't like it, but ultimately, and we don't know exactly the reason on why leadership decides to do these, you can come to some assumptions, but some Democrats feel like it's the answer to safety in the streets is not to have more legalized weapons. Republicans said, yeah, we heard the same arguments when we passed concealed carry a few years ago. The sky didn't fall and it won't fall now.
So also a bill, the Assembly passed a bill to eliminate the state treasurer, not just to appointed rather than elected, to eliminate it.
Yes, mm-hmm. This is something that they've tried to do before. Mm-hmm. State treasurer, like the Secretary of State, there are a couple constitutional offices. They're elected, to 4-year terms, right up there, high on the ballot, just like the governor. But they have no duties. And the treasurer is one of those offices where the last two people who run for treasurer have said, I want to get rid of my job. Last session, the Assembly passed this. It died in the Senate. It passed the Assembly again last week. Because it's a constitutional amendment, it has a long ways to go. It has to pass the Senate, and then it would have to pass the full legislature again next session, and then it would have to go to the voters, and voters would have to decide to eliminate the state treasurer altogether.
Yeah, and just some other agency would take those duties up.
Yeah, mostly governors have been taking those duties for mm-hmm. themselves and, you know, making the executive branch, their branch bigger over time. So governors have been giving themselves more powers, back to Tommy Thompson. And now, you know, Governor Walker have been taking the treasurer's duties and putting it in their own administrations.
The assembly also passed a bill to return some of the Lambeau field tax. How so?
So when they passed this back in the 90s, right, the early 90s, there was this provision in there that said that you have to keep collecting it from, I guess once you're done paying off the bonds, you collect it for another 6 months. And so suddenly they're sitting on $17 million that's just going to sit there for another 15 years if they knew nothing. So they passed a bill that would speed up that process and give it back to Brown County communities.
Did you watch that really sad game last night?
I did watch that sad game all the way to the end.
I did not watch it, but yeah, so first loss, but it was a tough one. Let's talk about one other. It did not pass a bill, but a bill got a hearing in the assembly that would prohibit hunter harassment. What is this all about?
This is a pretty, the bill is pretty restrictive. So hunters are saying, particularly bear hunters, are saying that right now there are people that are following them around in the woods and taping them. And these are groups that don't like the use of dogs to hunt bears and wolves. You can't hunt wolves in Wisconsin right now, but you could recently. And they say specifically, these groups say, we don't like it when bears are used to actually kill the animals. So they're following around these hunters and documenting their every move. Hunters are saying, you're harassing us. So this bill would prevent people from going on public land and, you know, repeatedly filming hunters. And that would be, if they did that very act, even if they were, I guess, at some distance, as long as they're filming those hunters on public land, that would be a crime. These groups, the people that are doing the filming, are saying, look, you know, I understand you have a state constitutional right to hunt. I have a First Amendment right to observe you on public land. So they say that would be an unconstitutional restriction.
Before we start wrapping up here, now Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan is the Speaker of the House.
He is. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's official now. And, you know, he was in a conference call last week after it was made official with Wisconsin reporters talking about some of the stuff that he wants to prioritize as speaker. And you heard this kind of trend in what the congressman was doing, calling for, you know, a functional government, bipartisanship where we can find it. And then in the next breath, you know, ripping on President Obama, basically. And so he was asked, look, how are you going to seek this bipartisanship when you're taking that tone? Here's what he had to say.
I believe that we have an obligation to look for common ground where we can find it. And I think my career shows that. So am I spirited in defense of my principles and offering alternatives when I think that the other party and the president's going in the wrong direction? Absolutely. But that does not mean to say that we can't find common ground to advance good ideas for the good of the country. And so I think you can do both. I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
So he's doing a lot of walking and chewing gum as speaker. He actually, I guess it was recently decided he was going to rip on the process for the budget that was agreed to by, you know, all parties, including Speaker Boehner. So it's a terrible process. I don't support that at all, but yeah, I'll support the budget too. So, you know, like a lot of people in leadership, trying to have it both ways, and it's going to be very difficult in his caucus with all the warring factions among House Republicans.
Yeah. Deb on Facebook writes, I might be the only one who likes the change in the civil service hiring. Never saw the point in outdated tests and being forced to interview people who were on lists for years that didn't want a job. On the other hand, we have Nick and Madison on the line who says that he thinks Governor Walker is flip-flopping on civil service. He says a few years ago, Walker said he had no interest in changing this system, and now he does. What can you tell us about that, Sean?
The governor, when Act 10 was going through especially, he really downplayed the rights that were being taken away through Act 10. He said, look, you don't, those aren't rights that were given to workers by a union. Those are rights that are in our civil service protections that go back 100 years, and we're not changing those. He kept saying, we're not changing those. We're not changing those. And so they're about to change them. So it's not as clear as him saying, I will never change those. He didn't say that, but he really emphasized that those protections are there and they're not changing now. And so here we are a few years later, and the governor is probably going to be signing some pretty significant changes to civil service.
Yeah. And 30 seconds. Is the Senate going to take that civil service bill up this week?
That's another question mark, because the Senate, there are some senators anyway, Republican senators, who don't like this ban the box provision that the Assembly included. Ban the boxes. You don't have to, you know, check a box on your initial application that says whether you have a criminal record. So that ban the box provisions in the Assembly version. Senate Republicans don't want it. We'll see what they ultimately come up with.
All right. Thank you very much, Sean.
You're welcome.
Sean Johnson is Wisconsin Public Radio's new Capitol Bureau Chief.